We're looking for people that live in or around Crawley, who would like to learn how to record oral histories and lead oral history interviews. So we'll be meeting with parents that live in Crawley and talking to them about their experience of becoming a parent. And the people that volunteer for the oral history training don't need to be parents themselves, but maybe have an interest in parenting and the lullabies that people sing to their children.
Soldier. Night,
night. See you in the morning.
There's a deadline for applications of the 8th of March. Who do they need to email and what needs to be in that application?
The best thing to do if people are interested in volunteering is to drop us an email on info@murmurationarts.co.uk. That's info, I-N-F-O, at murmuration, M-U-R-M-U-R-A-T-I-O-N, arts.co.uk, and just with their name and phone number. And what we'll do is one of us will ring you to just have a little chat about why you'd like to do the training, what you hope to get out of it, because we want to make sure that anyone that gives us their time gets out of it what they want. We want to make sure that we understand the reason they want to do the volunteering and to make sure that we can fulfill their needs. It's very generous of people to give up their time to work with us, so we want to make sure that we're giving back in return what it is they're looking for as well.
It sounds very exciting. So the persons that you, volunteers that you're looking for, around how many are you actually looking for? And they don't actually have to have computer skills. They'll be helped to learn that, will they?
We're looking for 10 volunteers in total. So far, I think we've got about 6 people signed up. So we're still looking for a few more people. They don't need to have computer skills. We'll teach them everything that they need on that day, and we'll support people. You know, we've had people apply that English is a second language, and that's okay. Like, we'll try to find someone to interview that is also English is a second language, so they've got that in common, that shared sort of feeling, and we'll provide all the training that's needed.
So this work that they'll be doing is contributing to heritage and history material for the Rites of Passage exhibition at Crawley Museum. When is it that they need to be available to actually record those histories or receive that training? Does that matter when it is?
So we've got 2 dates booked in for the training on Friday the 11th of March and Tuesday the 15th of March, 10 till 4 each day. Local company Striker Lights Arts and Heritage are leading the oral history training, and they'll take us through the whole process of what questions we might ask people to sort of start conversations. They will take us through the process of the copyright release form. So now with GDPR, we need to be careful about where we store people's information. So we ask people for their consent for how we can store their information. And Striker Lights are really experienced in leading this training, and they've got a really exciting couple of days planned with us. And the exhibition opens at Crawley Museum on the 31st of March. And we'd love our volunteers to come to that so we can celebrate with them doing this training, and we'll have some nibbles and some drinks and all get together with everyone from the project as a way of saying thanks to everyone. I think it'll be a really great way for people to meet new people, to build your confidence with talking to other people and documenting a bit of history right now that in years to come people may go and listen to and be researching what it was like to be a parent in the current times and post-pandemic as well. It's a very interesting time to have been a parent, and for a lot of parents that was quite a difficult time to become a new parent without the support of their families.
Definitely, I would imagine that's quite scary because you don't want to put a mask maybe on a baby because of their breathing, but on the other hand you're worried about what they're breathing. I couldn't contemplate how difficultly stressful that must have been for parents, young parents.
Yeah, exactly. And I think part of understanding that is through talking about it, we learn and understand ourselves and each other better, and we can empathise with each other more through sharing our experiences of life.
So it's very exciting. So this is all to do with sleep rituals for babies and memories of lullabies, all that kind of thing. Is that the sort of history that you're looking forward to find?
Yes, we'd love to talk to people. So the volunteers, we would match them up with a parent to talk to them about what it was like to become a parent. And then once they did become a parent, how they helped their baby go to sleep, what sort of things they did. Maybe if they sung lullabies, or did they have certain movements or certain routines that they found helped the baby know that sleep was, that bedtime was coming and it was time for sleep. And there's such a wealth of experience just talking to different people from different places in the world. You realize that when they have a baby in some communities, for 40 days the family will provide food and massages and comfort to the new mother, or in other places it's very different. So it's just hearing those experiences and sharing those histories and documenting them so that we can put them into the records office or the film archive, depending how the recording is done. If it's done on a dictaphone, we'd put it into the records office in Chichester. And if it's done on film, we put it into the records office, which is held at Brighton University.
Wow, that is amazing. A really, truly historical record.
Calmo, Per. I love you.
Night, night.